Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Again, we're continuing a trend of Mishnayos that are not really about Masechta Shabbos at all. This is not about Masechta Shabbos at all. And the reason why it's here is because there's a pasuk that we're going to use a pasuk in a asmachta kind of way, like in a drush kind of way, to get to some idea. Again, this has nothing to do with Shabbos at all. This Mishnah is going to lead into a very long discussion, which is going to go through Monday, about Matan Torah, right? The seminal event of world history, right? There were no cameras there, there were no newspapers there, but it was the most important event of world history, no question about that. Okay, here we go. But before we get to that, we have to answer this hard Gemara here. Thank you very much. Says the Mishnah, Menayin lipoletes shichva zera b'yom hashlishi shehi, or yom shlishi tmeya. How do you know that a woman that expels zera, even after 3 days, is she still tmeya? Like more than 3 days, she's not. Up to 3 days. How do you know that? Such a thing is called tumah. How do you know that? So Gemara says, Shenemar hayu nechonim l'shloshes yomim. Be ready for 3 days. In other words, Hashem gave the Bnei Yisrael a 3-day head start to become ready. As a matter of fact, the truth is that the 3-day delay of Matan Torah was that women should become Tahora. Men don't need 3 days. Because if a man is a Balkeri, all he needs to do is go to the mikvah. A woman needs 3 days of purity, of Tahira. By the way, the fact that we have a 5-day wait before the Shivan Nikiyim begin, that's based on these 3 days. Three days, and Bein HaShemashas is, and Chumra gets 5 days. But it's really 3 days.
How does three turn into five? At least four.
Because
yeah, both ends.
Both ends. There's Bein HaShemashas on both ends. You get to 5 days. So, you hear? The entire Matan Torah was delayed because of women. Not men. Women. I told my wife that. So she says, 100%.
They're the only one who benefit from it.
What?
They're the only one who benefit.
Who what? Who benefited from Matan Torah?
No.
So look at the top Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says something fascinating. Afalp, even though Sheba'osa Sha'a, when Hashem gave this commandment, Adayin lo nitna Torah. There was no Torah yet. Right? There's no Torah yet. What's he saying? I want everyone to wait now for Hilchos Tumah. The women have to wait 3 days. Well, there's no Torah yet. Mikal makom, nevertheless, says Tosfos, Mistama hekpida Torah al davar sha'asid lihios tuma achar matan Torah. Torah was makbid about things that would be an issue after the Torah was given. In other words, I'm imposing the dinim of the Torah now. Afal pi, delov hekpida al zavin umitzorotin ubolin nidos. None of the other tumas applied. Right, none of the other things applied. Ha'inu mishum time with the time the perk mishum esu, because it says k'siv v'odatem levonecha ulufnei vonecha, u'k'siv yom asher amadat lefnei hashecha b'chorev, ma'alahalan ve'emu u'beriya u'beyira u'bereses u'bezeya. So too, when it comes to shichva zera, it's connected. This is the makar that you're not allowed to learn or daven after you have zera come out of you. That's learned from Matan Torah. Says to him, makes a lot of sense, says Tosfos, that's the only Torah Hashem cared about. It's the only Torah that Hashem cared about. Because it's so connected to Matan Torah. Then Tosfos, now it's even more fascinating. Mikan amru zavin mutaran likos b'torah u'b'nevi'im u'lishnos mishna u'b'shas v'alachos v'agados. About the azav or a bol nida, not a bol nida. Yeah, bol nida or a mitzorah. These people are allowed to learn Torah, but a Balkari is not. So what do you see? It's a different thing, Balkari. Mikan, Balkari and Asurin. A Balkari is not allowed to learn. Not allowed to daven until they go to the mikvah. So what do you see? That even though Matan Torah wasn't given, even though the Torah wasn't given yet, it makes sense that Hashem was makbid but only on this tumah. Pirish, the Balkari eno be'ema ubiyira. How come someone becomes a Balkari? The machmas kalas rosh uba. It's connected to Kalas Rosh. Everything, all the tumah, a guy gets tummy, it becomes a mitzvah. All right, spoke Lashon Hara, whatever it is. Even, right? That's a different kind of tumah. This tumah Hashem was very makbid on. Why? Because it comes from Kal's Rosh. Fascinating. Okay, back to the Gemara. So anyway, that 3-day wait is a raya, it is the source that is tumah for 3 days. How do you know that you can wash a baby on the 3rd day of a bris milah? How do you know you can do that? Shenemar, it was on the 3rd day. When this is the city of Shechem, right? Shimon and Levi said everybody has to get a bris milah. It was on the 3rd day of the milah, and everybody in Nebuchadnezzar was all laid up. The whole town was laid up. Says, so what do you see from here? That even on the 3rd day, there's a makam sakana. But even on the 3rd day, there's a makam sakana.
Even now, or especially?
Says Rashi, Menayin Shemachitin, De'af B'yom Gimel Misukonhu. Even on the 3rd day, they're Misukon. They're in danger. What about day 1 and day 2? Oh, for sure. Even day 3, says Rashi. Rashi's Mashma, that's not Mashma, he says it straight out, that even day 3, so if it's day 3, the question you have to ask is, so why'd they wait till day 3? Why'd Shimon and Levi wait till day 3? Right?
They were in most pain. I don't know.
The most doesn't say that. It says, even on the 3rd day, they're still laid off.
Now,
that what? He's in the worst pain on the 3rd day?
That's what
the way Rashi writes it right here, the Af B'yom HaShlishi, even on the 3rd day, is mean. No question on day 1, no question on day 2, even day 3. It's not worse. From here, which is not worse. It's maybe it's a little better, but it's certainly sakana. Not worse. Just even on the 3rd day. It's very clear. Rashi, even the 3rd day. So even the 3rd day, why do I wait till the 3rd day? So he says over here, the Meiri says that the first 2 days, Shimon and Levi had a din Torah, what they should do with the city. And then by the 3rd day, they decided we're going to kill them all. That's the Meiri says. There's no other explanation. Others say, says the Sfas Emes, wait a minute. If a baby is in a sakana, what did a pasuk from Parshas Vayishlach about the brothers killing the Shechem? Pikuach nefesh, it's Docha Shabbos. What do we need a hack over here with the brothers? What's it busy with that? It's an unbelievable question. If the issue is pikuach nefesh, the baby's a sakana, I don't need a pasuk from Parshas to tell me it's mutter. It's the old news. Pikuach nefesh is docha shabbat. How we know that? It's not learned out from the din. It's not learned out from them, right? It's learned out from v'chai bohem. Any mitzvah, anything except for the big three, Shabbos is not one of the big three. You violate it to save a life. So baby sick, baby had a mila, baby needs help. Well, you're not going to violate Shabbos with a baby? No question about that. What do we need this pasuk for? Says the Sfas Emes, right? So he says the Sfas Emes, because believe it or not, we're going to get this on the Kuf Lamed Dalin, there's a man the Amar that argues. So there, the man the argues on this issue with the baby. So therefore, says the Sfas Emes, we need another makar to prove that he's really right. He needs another source, because he's a machlokas about it. So he needs another source. Then he asked another question. What kind of raya is this that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a baby? Maybe that the Anshei Shechem were not in a state of Sakanas Nefashos. However, they couldn't fight a battle. They weren't strong enough to do that. Who said they were in Sakanas Nefashos? Yeah, they're going to fight off Shimon. They couldn't do that. They weren't strong enough to do that. Are they going to die? They're not going to die. How do you know that? That's his next question.
That's
the main question. What?
They weren't in
the
Sakana.
Who? Exactly. So how is that a source? Baby's a Sakana. Baby's not going to fight. This question is so strong. That the Sfas Emes is forced to argue on Rashi. Now how the Sfas Emes can argue on Rashi, I don't know. But it forces him to say, I can't accept what Rashi said, that even the 3rd day, it's only the 3rd day.
But when it comes to a baby...
You hear that? Why is it only the 3rd day? Because it's a special, like what's... That doesn't make any sense.
But the principle of The principle of Chol HaShein Bo Sakana is more lenient for babies.
What?
You don't need to be in Sakana. It will be a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana and you're still allowed on a baby.
There is a rule like that for children... No. There's a distinction between a chol she'ein bo sakana and a chol she'yesh bo sakana. All children are in a chol she'ein bo sakana. Right? A two-year-old kid is in the status of a chol she'ein bo sakana just because he's a chol. For an adult, you have to be a chol she'ein bo sakana. What does that mean? That means you can't get out of bed. It means you have fever. A kid doesn't have to be that sick. He's already a chol. Why? Because we're made up by children. That doesn't mean you can violate the rices. Right? You can't violate the rights if you're a chol she'ein bo sakana. You can maybe do the rabbanon, you can take a Tylenol, alright, all these.
Put you in a different status.
Put you in a different status. So children are in that status, even if they're not in that, even if they're not physically in that status. Alright, you can give them medicine, different things. That doesn't mean that you can violate the rights. Says the Sfas Emes, it was only the third day. Only the third day. There's a special thing about the third day. Maybe it's Rav Mavidu also, same story. Therefore, they waited till the third day. And that's the Makar, and that's the Raya.
According to Rashi, you're washing the first day, second day, and the third
day. And the third day, correct. Even correct. But the Svazemes is so bothered, how is it possible that they, who said that they're sick, that they're sick? They just couldn't fight a battle. I'm not ready, I'm not up to that. Am I going to die? I'm not going to die. Sifri says it must be, it's only the third day. So it's a machloket. Very interesting. Okay. Next. Menayin Shekoshrin. Loshen shel zehuris barosh seir mishtaleach. How do you know they would tie a red string to the horns of the goat of the seir mishtaleach on Yom Kippur? Shenemar, like it says, im yucha to echem kashanim. If the sins are like red, kashela gelbinu, they will whiten like snow. That's the pasuk that doesn't really teach anything. That we're using it as a that's a raya. That's just a metaphor. You have sins that are red and colorful will make them white and pure, right? Like white is always associated with purity. So, but here the mamash did that. The mamash took a red string and put it on the horns and it turned white. So you see that the zapata that's not machta. Menayin l'sicha ki k'shtia ki b'yom kippurim. How do you know that sicha is like shtia? Smearing yourself is like drinking. Af al pish ein raya l'davar. Even though there's no raya for this, zeicha l'davar shenemar v'tavo kamayim b'kirbo. Right, the water went inside, and the shaman was like in my bones. This comes up two places. It comes up on Yom Kippur, about smearing yourself with certain oils, and it comes up on Pesach. You're not allowed to drink chametz on Pesach, right? What about if there's chametz in the oil that you smear yourself with? What about that? So do we hold that? You hear that? Do you hold that?
Is there alcohol inside your perfume?
Correct. Do you hold that? That there's alcohol in the perfume? And I spritz myself with alcohol, with perfume. It's like drinking it. Is that possible? Could that be such a thing? Okay. When we get to Pesachim, we'll get to that.
And the Gemara doesn't ask what's the common thread of all these cases, or how they connect it. They don't.
No. Now, Reisha. Okay. Now we're going to get a complicated Gemara here. Reisha, Delo Kerbalaz ben Azaria, Seifa Kerbalaz ben Azaria. The Reisha does not fit with the laws of Ben Azariah, but the Sefer does fit with the laws of Ben Azariah. What's going on here? Who's the laws of Ben Azariah? What did he say? The E, Kerub laws of Ben Azariah. If the Reisha was the laws of Ben Azariah, then Tahora Shma'analei. The Mishnah would have to say the word Tahora. How do you know that after 3 days, it's not that she's Tamea, but rather that she's Tahora? Why? Because he only held 2 days.
What's Tamea? The actual discharge of the female herself?
The female herself. The female herself because of the discharge. It goes hand in hand.
She's coming from the first, from just that relationship.
Correct. What about a day later? What about 2 days later? What about 3 days later? So the Tanakhama held, the Mishnah held, since the Zera still has some potency to it. What? Yeah, she has to go to the mikvah. She has to go to the mikvah.
No, but did she go to the mikvah between her relations and discharging the
wife? No, there's no point in that.
Right.
There's no point in going to the mikvah.
So you have to wait a minute.
Right, our 5 days come from this 3 days. The three became five. Why? Ben Hashmashas, we had a day at both ends. So, because of Ben Hashmashas, it happened, let's say the relations happened right before Shkia. It's a whole complicated thing how you get to five. Sometimes they're able to get away one of the five away. Like when these women can't get pregnant, so they'll shave off one of the five. Why? Because the whole five is a Chumrah. The three is Mikra Adin. The four is a Chumrah Ben Hashmashas. The five is another Chumrah. So the five, you have to go to a Rav. You can work with the five. Can't work with the seven, then it's with Shivan Akiyam that you can't touch. The five you can play with a little bit, necessary, whatever. So Belazar Ben Azariah held only 2 days. So this Mishnah can't be him unless he changed the Mishnah to say Torah. Now, Mandalo Muki. people that didn't tana resha tahora, umukil alakula kolaza ben azaria. People that wanted to like people that did not people that had a problem having one mishnah have two different authors would change the word to say tahora, and the whole mishnah is like alaza ben azaria. Uman demuki kitanoi, and those didn't have a problem with that. Resha kirabanan v'sefer kabalaza ben azaria. Says Rashi, mandalo muki, the dachik umuki masnisin betray taime. People that didn't like having a mishnah with two different authors, o mishabeshla, or to say it's a mistake, o mafarishla dalo luukmi kitanoi. You don't want to have a machlokas tanoi in the same mishnah that's all anonymous people. Mishabeshla, rather it's a mistake. For amar mishabeshli, it's a mistake. For tani by tahora, and say instead tahora. If you say that, then trouble ben azaria. If you don't say that, you have to say the Mishnah was authored, or Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi recorded a Mishnah with two different authors, two different opinions, which sometimes it was all anonymous. It's an anonymous Mishnah. They don't want to say that. All right. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, Poletes Shechvat Zera B'yom HaShlishi, Tahora, Diver B'loza Ben Azariah. Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah holds, that on the third day, it's already Tahar. Okay, now, this gets complicated. Look at the Rashi of B'yom HaShlishi. It's further down. B'yom HaShlishi. Okay? Kigon, for example, Sheshim Shebehei. They had relations on a Thursday. Okay? Upleta Shechva Zera B'Shabbos. And when does the Zera come out? On Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask in a few minutes, how could they have relations during the day? But putting that aside, they did it. So it's Thursday, right? So let's say Thursday, Macho went on Thursday. Now, now the Rashi says, Loshna, it doesn't make a difference. Shimsha, Tchilas, Leil Chamishi. It doesn't make a difference. It was Wednesday night. Leil Chamishi is Wednesday night. Wednesday night, they have relations. Thursday, they don't. Right? The Ishtahe Dalet Onos Shlemos. If they have relations Wednesday night, then there are four Onos, four 12-hour periods, which is 2 days, that go by with no relations. What are those? Leil Hay. In other words, we're assuming they had relations Wednesday night, but before Shkia. So Leil Hay, Wednesday night. Vehei, it's Thursday. Leil Vav, Thursday night. Vivav, and Friday. Okay? It's four owners. She goes to the mikvah Friday night. Shabbos morning, she's ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Which we're going to see. Everyone says it's on a Shabbos. Okay? Loshna. It doesn't matter if they had relations Thursday afternoon, right before Shkia. You're losing out an Ona. You're losing out the Thursday and two Onas, really. All you have left is the rest of Thursday. Vilel Vav, Vivav. Deleka Ela Beis Ono Shlemos. There's only two Onas there. What are the two Onas? Thursday night and Friday. Nevertheless, Ha'ona, O Yom, O Laila. What? Friday, you have to go to the mikvah. You have to go to the mikvah. So it doesn't count. The Gemara doesn't answer that question. Why can't you go Shabbos morning? The Gemara doesn't answer that question. Okay? So far, so good? Very good. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pa'amim, Shehem Dalet Onos. Look at this, to go to the next Rashi. Sometimes there were four Onos. How do you get that? Bal Lechalik, Belomar. Rabbi Shmuel now is arguing on Elizabeth Azariah, Velomar, De Poletes Begimel, Lishimusha, Tameya. Three owners is still Tame. Aval Poletes Bedalet Tahora. Four owners is okay. Umodina Lach, the Mixes Yom Kikulo. First of all, Mixes Yom Kikulo. Velovit P. De Torah, El Minyan Shal Yamim. Velo Minyan Shal Onos. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't care about owners, he only cares about deeds. Next Shita. Palm Shem Dalet. Five onos. Oh, so next Rashi. Pa'amim shein dalet onos, shlemos. Shim sha dalet b'shabbos, im chashecha. If they have relations Wednesday night. Pilatazah tameya ad tchila shabbos. Then anything that, then she's tameh till Shabbos. Sometimes hey onos, kigon, shishim sha tchila sayom shal dalet. They have relations early Wednesday morning, right? Early Wednesday morning before Wednesday really begins. Next sheet in the Gemara is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Pavim Shehem Vav Onos. Sometimes six Onos. How can it be six? Kigon Shimsha B'Tchilas Leil Dalet B'Anash Moshos. Tuesday night B'Anash Moshos, he had relations. Right? Rabbi Akiva Omer, La'olam Hey, it's always five. Vimyat is a mixas owner Rishona. And if you're part of the first day, no, it's not a mixas owner Shishit. You get part of the sixth one as well. Because it's a machlokas. How many times, how long you have to wait? Amru Rabbanon Kameder of Papa, Vamru La Rav Papa Larava, Bishlam Rabbanon Ben Azariah Kirabanon. So according to, now, according to Rabbanon Ben Azariah, according to Rabbanon Ben Azariah, they can hold like the Rabbanon, the Amri who said, Behei Avid Prisha. On Thursday already, they had a Prisha. Why? Because, 1 minute. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shmuel can hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, Bedalet Avid Prisha, who held that on Wednesday there was a Prisha. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon have a machlokes. The Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon have a machlokes. When was the Torah given? Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbanon holder was given on Vav Sivan. Rabbi Yossi holder was given on Zayin Sivan. We're going to go through this Gemara in a minute. They both hold it was a Shabbos. The machlokes was, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh on a Sunday? Was Rosh Chodesh on a Monday? So how many days did it take for when Hashem told them to the 3 days, when did they begin? Did they begin on Wednesday or did they begin on Thursday? So machlokes between the two of them. Machlokes between the two of them. So now, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he can hold like King Halak the Rabbanon, who are more makel. They held Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. Because they don't need as much time. They only need 2-3 days. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that held that Rosh Chodesh on a Sunday, that could be the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. El Rabbi Akiva Kiman. Who's Rabbi Akiva hold like? Why? Rabbi Akiva held, you need 5 owners. If it's for sure can't hold like the Chachamim, who held that it all begins on Thursday, because if you hold of Thursday, you have 2 owners on Thursday and 2 owners on Friday. That's only 4. That can't be the Chachamim. Right? For sure not. What about Rabbi Yossi? So the according to Rabbi Yossi, right, the Pasuk mentions only Yamim. Days. The Pasuk doesn't say anything about owners. The Pasuk said days. Shloshes Yamim, 3 days. Right? And we have a rule, Mixus Yom Kikulo. Right? If that's true, you only need 4 owners also. Why? Because Wednesday night will give you, Wednesday night will be like Wednesday already. So you only need 4 owners anyway. So how could Rabbi Akiva make sense?
Wednesday morning, you'll see that. You'll go backwards.
What?
Wednesday night is after Wednesday. It's not Wednesday. Wednesday night is Thursday.
Wednesday, right, but if you have relations at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, and the rest of Wednesday you don't. So mixes Yom Kikulo. And the owner, it doesn't go by owner, it goes by days. So you get another thing there.
The Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then.
Correct. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Wednesday is impossible. So therefore, it can't be him either. So who's Rabbi Akiva hold like? So La'olam Kirab Yossi, really holds like Rabbi Yossi. Kedamar of Adab Rava. Moshe, here's the story. Moshe, Bahashkama Ola, Bahashkama Yerev. Moshe went up in the morning and came right back down. So therefore, the entire day can count. In other words, Bashkama Ola Dixiv Yashki Moshe Boke Viala Har Sinai. Bashkama Yeirid, and he came down right away. Still morning. Kedixiv Lech Raid Valisa Atav Aaron Imecha. Maki Shiridu Laliyah. Ma Aliyah Bashkama. Haf Yirida Bashkama. Therefore, when did Moshe say, by the way, everybody, there's no more relations now, waiting 3 days. When did he say that? Wednesday morning. So you have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you have enough time. Okay? Now, Lamali Lamember Bahu. This. Vaha Amar of Huna, Yisrael Kadoshim Haim. Solar Kadoshim. Vain Misham Shemitah Sayyim Bayom. Who is relation during the day? Moshe has to come on Wednesday morning. By the way, everybody, we're having an owner now. We're going to be porridge now. It's the daytime. Right? The answer is Hamar Rava, Im Hayyab Base Aful Mutter. Well, if it's a dark room, it's Mutter. The Amar Rav Itamar of Papa, Tamachacham Afil Betaliso Mutter, or Tamachacham can put a talis over them, make it dark, and that's Mutter. Again, Tosfos asks. Look at the last Tosfos before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah.
It was a practice.
Says Tosfos, Ubalav Hachi Hayipo. this. In other words, if not for the fact, there would still be Porish. To Omar, Buza, Drachav, Yamot, Ze, it's a Buza, it's a disgrace. Ze HaMashamish, B'Tazah Bayom, to do this during the day. V'od, Korin, Kedoshim, Vatim Ti, Lechaz, Kadim, V'Gor, Kadosh. Even though it's a full Ma'an Torah, this is something that Kedoshim don't do anyway. I don't need the Torah for it. Even before Ma'an Torah, it was something. Maybe he can. Maybe just. Okay. Now, Vatavule Yom Ninhu, but everybody was a Tful Yom. Why is everybody a Tful Yom? Because if you go to the mikvah, when did everybody go to the mikvah? Friday night. They went to the mikvah Friday night. If you go to the mikvah Friday night, you have to wait. So Shabbos morning is not good enough because he didn't really wait a night. No, because they went to the mikvah not Friday afternoon, Friday night. They went Friday night. If they went Friday night, then the hair of Shemesh is not till Saturday night. But
you go to the mikvah, you have to wait the whole day.
You have to wait a whole day. They were saying they had to wait till they didn't go to the mikvah till Friday night, not Friday afternoon, and then they would wait around. No, it wasn't. They had to wait till the end of Friday. What if they went to the mikvah? What if they went to the mikvah 2 o'clock? 2 o'clock on a Friday, on a short, but it was in Sivan, so it was a long Friday. So they went to the mikvah 6 o'clock, and then 6:15 they would pull out the Sheikh Vazera. They go back to the mikvah. So what they do? They wait until Friday night. If they pull out the Sheikh Vazera Friday night, 10 o'clock at night, it doesn't matter. It's not tummy. The 3 days are over, so it doesn't matter. They're not tummy. So they went Friday night. Only Friday night went to the mikvah. If they went Friday night, there's no hair of Shemesh till Saturday night, which means really that all the tumah is removed only on Sunday morning. Yet they got the Torah Shabbos morning. So what's pshat? They're all tefillah yoms. Says the Gemara.
The men went when? The men.
The men, it didn't matter because the men don't need hair. They don't. All they have to do is go to the mikvah. They're just a tefillah yom.
Any day
they want. They're just but carry for 1 day. So listen to this. Abaya bar Ravin bar Avchinin bar Avin Amri Tarvayhu. Nit Natar the tefillah yom. Ain a chenami. The Torah was given to tefillah yoms. Only women. Torah was given to Tevil Yom, to all Tevil Yoms. Asks the Sfas Emes, what about, listen to the question of the Sfas Emes. According to the Gemara's question, how can we give the Torah to Tevil Yom? Gemara's answer was, no, we did give the Torah, they Hashem did that. They gave it to Tevil. How can you give it to Tevil Yom?
Right. Everybody was like that.
What? What would happen to a man, asked the Sfas Emes, what would happen to a man if on Friday night became what was a Balkari?
Of that year?
That Friday night. And are busy going to the mikvah, and a man becomes a Balkari. Says the Sfas Emes, such an unbelievable answer. He says, well, you can control yourself for one night. Right? By not going to staying up and being busy, even though everybody went to sleep and slept late, right? They overslept, right? So you can be busy with that. Says the Sfas, you could have control yourself for one night. So make sure you're not a Balkari. Tumah, you can't control yourself. Nothing you can do about it, because women have to wait. Okay. Anyway, Yosef Ramemar Vakamar Lahashmaita, only Ravina Ramemar, Nitna Torah or Ruya Kamarta. Did that really happen? Hashem really gave the Torah to Balkaris? To Tvul Yoms? Or Hashem would have done it? But it turns out that it wasn't necessary. Nobody was a Tevil Yom. So Gemara answers, Amalei, Ru'uya Kamina. I only meant to say it was Roy. It says Rashi in the first skinny line, Ru'uya li nasin le Tevil Yom. I would have done it. I would have given to Tevil Yoms. V'kasavri hani tanoi, lo v'kpita Torah al Tevil Yom. There's something bad about a Tevil Yom. The lo tziv hair of Shemesh, el inyan kachim. The only time it ever comes up is for kachim. Right? Hilkach called Gimel Yom Ha'ur Linyan Parsha Huz Kikulios called them Tvila. The 3 that have to be before the Tvila, like we said. Umiyul a little Tvula Yom Lafisha Tavlu Bod Yom. Says they went, no. Like we said before about these. They went to the mikvah in the afternoon. However, Velo Paltu. No woman had a pull the Sheikh Vazera. The Impaltu, Vimoya Paltos, had they had one, Yachzeru Vitvulu Mishatechshach. They would have had to go back to the mikvah. Why? And the Tumah didn't go away yet. But didn't that never came up? Didn't come up. It didn't happen. It was like an ace, exactly. It didn't happen. I don't know. It's not an ace. You ask a woman, she has relations on a Sunday. 3 days later, she's still discharging? I don't know about that. I don't think so. Not even a day. But you know, it could happen. So the Torah said 3 days. Is it really all that practical that 3.5? So they stopped on Wednesday already, right? Wednesday morning, they were already, so really, last time was Tuesday night. So from Tuesday night to Friday night, they're going to it's a little, not an ace. The odds are in your favor, right? The odds are, women, I don't think they pulled the shekh mazer. You go ask the doctor. How long does it take? It could take 3 days. It takes 5 days? It's a little hard. Okay? So the Gemara's just saying, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Now the Gemara asks Yossi's question. V'lilu b'nei shimshi. So why don't they go to the mikveh Shabbos morning? For the Kabbalah Torah, b'nei shimshi. And they'll get the Torah Shabbos morning.
This is Friday morning.
No, it's not Friday morning. It's Shabbos morning.
It's Friday evening. It's Friday evening, and they should get the Torah Friday evening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't they go to the mikveh Friday evening and get the Torah Friday evening? Amaritzchak, lo merosh b'seisur dibarti. She says, I'm not giving the Torah at night. This is not some stealth operation over here. No one should see. I'm giving it in broad daylight. I'm not giving it at night. Right? No. What did they just do to us? What did they just give us? We didn't even know what they gave us, right? We don't even know what we just get. Amar of Yitzchak, I'm sorry. V'luklu b'tzafra b'shabsa, v'lukablu Torah b'tzafra b'shabsa. So why don't you give Shabbos morning and give the Torah Shabbos morning? Amar of Yitzchak, shol yehe alol l'hochel l'kablu Torah v'alol l'hochel l'tvila. Because it's going to be a crazy situation. Some people don't have to go to the mikvah Shabbos morning because they weren't pulled to Shech Hazara Friday night. So what are they doing? Hachanas, they're going to, right? Hachanas, Hiratzons, they're busy. And then some people, they're playing catch-up. They're running to the mikvah. That's not right to treat Klal Yisrael like that. Half of them are ready, half of them are not ready. Right? They'll be ready 10 o'clock. There's a line by the mikvah. Do that. Hashem says, I'm not doing any of that. Give it Shabbos morning. Everyone goes to mikvah Friday. It's the same question you can ask. Where'd they get Machzor Shekels from? Where'd they get Machzor Shekels from? Middle of the desert.
Money.
I understand. For so many, and they're all the exact same size, and they're all worth the same value. You have to say it. Right. A lot of, what? What? Right. Where was their mikvah? Right. Okay. I doubt it highly. Okay, next. Amar v'chia Rabbi Abba Amar b'yochanan. Zud divar b'yishmal v'rabbi kiva. Al-hacham omim sheish onos shleimos v'ina. They did 6 onos. Complete ones. Amar v'chista machlokes shepirsha min ha'isha. The whole machlokes is when you pourish from an isha. Avo pirsha min ha'ish. But if zera comes out of a man, then tmeya, the tamei lasts, calls man shehi lecha. As long as it's still wet. Once it dries, the tumah goes away. Masav of sheshes v'chol beged v'chol or asher yilav shech mazera. Pratla shech mazera shi srucha. But doesn't include shech mazera, that's putrid. My lav shepir shem in a ish. Doesn't that mean that it was porridge from a man? This could be even true even if it's moist or it's a kasha. Well, the answer is shepir shem in a isha. No, that came out of a woman. Okay. Bar Rav Papa. Listen to this question. Shech mazera shel Yisrael b'mei kusis mahu. What's the story with Shech Vazera inside the body of a female, a goy? We said that a Jew, David, you're going to like this Gemara very much. We said that a Jew has 3 days, right, for the Zera to come. What about a goy? So why should a goy be different? Yisrael, you have a Jewish person, the da'igi b'mitzvos, Jewish women, right, they're so busy, they're so worried about mitzvos, chavel gufayu, their body's nice and hot. Says Rashi on the bottom over here, in the middle level line. Lekayim mitzvos. They want to be Mekayim mitzvos. The charedim bedavar. The charedim. Right? Rashi calls everyone charedim. The charedim bedavar. Umitoch daiga, and because they're such charedim, mischamim, their bodies are all hot. Kedetziv. Cham libi bekirbi. Right? I was before Matan Torah. It's the same question every day. It's before Matan Torah. What? Right? So you want to say that, well, they got a few mitzvahs already? Chassam Sofer is a much better answer. The Chassam Sofer says, because they were hot with the knowledge that they're going to get the Torah. You hear that, Vart? That's just the same. They were so excited at getting the Torah. It was as if they already got it, in terms of this issue.
So the body temperature was higher than...
Correct. Akum, but a goy. the lo daigibim mitzvahs lo, doesn't have that issue. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, well, kiven to ochlin shkatzim ur matzim, chaval gufayu. But since they eat creepy crawly things, their bodies are also hot. The answer is going to be a teku to this question. Anyway, vim tim salomar, the kiven to ochlin shkatzim ur matzim, chaval gufayu. And you want to tell them, well, they have the same body temperature because they eat creepy crawly things. But maybe, hey, what about if it's out of an animal? What if the zera, what about an animal? Isha, the Islay Prozdor, a woman that has a Prozdor Masreches, so the Zera gets ruined somehow. I will behave with Lusley Prozdor low. Behem doesn't have that kind of birth canal. Oh, Dilma Lo Shna, Teku it's a Teku.
What kind of question is that? it's hopefully through there.
By the way, Tosvos in Avodah Zarah asked the following question. We know there's such a thing called listen to what Tosvos says. There's such a thing called mayim megulim, uncovered water. So there's a gzeira that you're not allowed to drink uncovered water because there was a fear that there's snake poison in there, and you'll get, it's a sakana. So the Gemara in Avodah, what about goyim? So the Gemara says you don't have to stop a goy from doing that because goyim eat creepy, crawly things. So they have a different body temperature than a Jew. They have a different body consistency. And it's not going to affect them. So you're not like causing goyim to die. No, they're not going to, it's not an issue by goyim. You don't have to prevent them. You don't have to tell the mate. No, let them do it. It's not going to affect them. So what do you see from over there? You see from over there that their body temperature is different. Here it's a teku, and in the Avodah Zarah we resolve it. So Tosfos answers the following answer. He says, no. Regarding drinking water and eating creepy crawly things, where they both go to the same place, namely the stomach. So then, yes, they're hotter. It doesn't make a difference. But over here, we're talking about zera. That doesn't go into the stomach. It goes into the womb. That we don't know. That's a question we don't have an answer for. That we don't know. You hear that?
What's even the issue with the
that we don't know. That's a different part of the body. Not the stomach. The stomach, you're right. This is the womb. The womb we don't have an answer for.
What's even the issue with the behemoth? It comes out, why? Does it bring the behemoth to the mikvah?
No. Is the tumah on the whatever it touched? If the zera touches something, is there tumah? That's the question. The zera itself is tummy. Forget the person. The zera itself.
But the animal's
an animal's not tummy. Animals can't be tummy.
The zera is not a problem.
No. So neither is zera of a goya problem. By the way, neither is zera of a goya problem.
Jewish semen in the
correct. You know, correct. You know that. Correct. You know that. And if it falls out and falls on a keli, it makes the keli tummy. So what about over here? By the way, there's no zera by a goy. What's the difference? The difference is that the halacha. A goy zera is not tummy. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. Bashishi b'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibros liYisrael. On the sixth day, the aseres hadibros were given. Sixth day of what? Sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shiva bo. On the seventh day. Right. Who cares?
What did they command?
My dahava hava. That's why we need to know.
What day kids get off from school? The 6th day.
No one gives that answer.
What is that basic?
The answer is because we need to know what the halach is of Pesach Chazara. Is it 3 days or 2 days? That's what we need to know.
What day Shavuos in the future? 6th day or the 7th day?
Well, don't we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th day? Isn't that a raya? How can anyone say the 7th? How can Rabbi Yosef say the 7th day? Right? We say Zman Matan Torasenu. The answer is, let's know this answer. The answer is, yes, we paskin it's the 6th day. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But what the Magen Avraham says, we paskin. The problem with that is that we also paskin like Rabbi Yossi regarding Pelot HaShech Vazera. That it's an extra owner, which is why we're so machver by owners, Bizman HaZeh. So it's very difficult to say we paskin it's Yom Vav and then say that we hold like Rabbi Yossi. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't drive. Right? Doesn't drive. So, the Maharal says, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, what do we say? We say Zman Matan Torasenu. Hashem, from Hashem's point of view, it was Zman Matan Torasenu. It wasn't Zman Kabbalah's Torasenu. Why not? Because he was still talking one more day. The women, one more day. So from Zman Matan Torasenu, 100% true. Hashem's waiting. He's waiting. I'm going to give the Torah now. Can't give it today. It's still talking. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till Yom Zayin. You hear that answer?
Yeah.
Zman Matan Torasenu was 100% true. From Hashem's point of view, he was ready to give it. Now, we weren't ready to receive it. You like that one?
Yeah.
The Maharal says. Okay? Anyway, I'm a Rava. The Kuli Alma Rosh Chodesh Atzal Midbar Sinai. Everybody holds on Rosh Chodesh, they came to Midbar Sinai. Kid Ksiv, like it says, Ksiv Hacha, Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Uksiv Hasam, Hachodesh Hazeh Alachem Rosh Chodesh. Ma'ala Halim Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. Very good. Ksiv Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Well, the Kuli Alma Rosh Chodesh in the Torah Lizzo. And everybody agrees the Shabbos, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Ksiv Hacha, Zachas Yom Shabbos, Akacha. Ksiv Hasam, Yom Moshe Alam, Zachas Yom Hazeh. Ma'ala Halim be too much al Yom. Afkan be too much al Yom. On the day itself. Right? Remember Shabbos on Shabbos, on the day itself. Ki pligi, the only machlokes is bikviya diyarcha. When Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi Omar b'chad b'shabza. Rabbi Yossi says it was on a Sunday. Ikve yarcha. U'b'chad b'shabza lo amaluhu v'lo midi mishum cholsha d'orcha. On Shabbos, Hashem said, everyone rest. You traveled. You're a lot of traveling. Rest up. Betray b'shabza amaluhu on the second day. On Monday. Datem tili melechet kahanim. Hashem said that. Bitlasa amalahu mitzvah hakbala, right? Hashem said mitzvah hakbala, meaning stay away from the mountain. Ubarba avud prisha. And on Wednesday, Hashem said, okay, Wednesday morning, right? We said he came back up and down the same in the morning. Hashem said, okay, now it's time to do prisha. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days. We'll stop here. Should just know in the Torah, the out of order. In the Torah, the Isser of Prisha is before the Isser of Hagbala. The Ran says, Ein Muktamocha B'Torah. You hear that? If you look in the Torah, it's out of order. The Ran says, Ein Muktamocha B'Torah. So that's the Rabbi Yossi Shita.
What does Ramban say about that?
Ramban. I don't know, because it's you look in the Torah, it says it. Don't do this, and then don't do this. So Ramban says, okay, there's no order. We'll stop right here. We only did the Rabbi Yossi. We didn't do the Rabbanah. The Rabbanon is going to be one day different, and we'll do that tomorrow, and everybody have a very good day.